Steakhouse in Middleton, home of the Sizzle, Swizzle, and Swirl Happy Hour, the best happy hour in Madison. Go say hi to Lee over there at Rooster Steakhouse in Middleton. Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown. We are thrilled to be joined by Dom Contronio, who's down in Chicago for this series. The Cubs have evened it up. A little bit of a surprising performance based off of how the Cubs have not hit really for like the month of August. But Dom, what did you see today and yesterday's game that gives you, what's your thoughts on the first two games? I forget even a take on it. What's your thoughts on the first two games? These two teams are, like, the Cubs are scuffling. They are a 71-win team. Brewers the best team in baseball, but the Cubs are not, like, per se the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, yeah, I think the big thing that I think some Cub fans are sort of, like, remembering is, like, yes, they're down eight games in the division right now after today's loss in game one, but it's like they're still the fourth or fifth best record in all of baseball. They're still a very quality team, and I think Brewers fans understand that as well, where, hey, you know, you make a mistake against a quality opponent like they did in game one. The poor throw by Andrew Vaughn led to 200 runs. Boom, you lose by two. I mean, I think that's just baseball, right? So Chad Patrick, the 27th man today, if you would have told me he was going to go five innings and three earned runs against that Cubs lineup, I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that. And, you know, the 200 runs were the difference of this game.
Are you concerned that the Brewers are peaking too soon? I feel like that's been a common narrative around the Brewers just this past weekend. Is that of any worry to you?
No, I just think it's made up. I just think that there's no such thing as peaking too soon, because if people say, oh, they're peaking too soon, and then they win in the playoffs, it's like, well, what happened to the peaking too soon? And then furthermore, if they're not winning right now, it's like, well, why aren't they winning? They got to be playing better. So it's a catch-22 where I just don't buy it. I don't think there's anything to, in baseball specifically, of quote-unquote peaking too soon, because there's still another, 35, 36 games left, and there's still a whole ramp that can happen in that stretch, too, for both of these clubs.
I think, and I get what Molly's saying, I think a lot of that, it comes from the idea that baseball will ebb and flow. Like, right now, I would say maybe the Brewers are playing 20% better than, like, they truly are, and the Cubs are playing 20% worse than they truly are, and that could regulate at some point before the season ends, and then that's what it looks like. But I agree with you, no matter what, the Brewers are still going to be the best team in the NL Central and one of the best teams in the National League.
Yeah, I think with the way that the Brewers have just shown off their cards, I mean, it's just, hey, they're going to grind at bats, they're going to have a really good bullpen, and they're going to hit a homer here and there, but they're not going to rely on the home run. And look at that, they play quality defense, they run base. I mean, it's just they're playing the game the right way. It's just, there's not really anything that you can sit here and say, like, the Brewers do wrong. And I think that that's just why they're the number one team in baseball. They do so many things so well that it's infuriating to play against. And then when a game like game one of this doubleheader happens, when they make a rare mistake that directly leads to a run, you're like, whoa, what just happened? Because you're so used to not seeing that from the Brewers this season.
So I want to ask you our poll question that we had from yesterday. It was, what's the biggest reason for the Brewers' success this season? The options are Pat Murphy, the players, Matt Arnold, or David Stearns. Where do you fall on that?
I think it's always the players. It has to start with the players. It has to start with the guys in that clubhouse. You know, they're the guys between the lines. They're the guys that are, you know, putting their bodies out there. I think everything that comes starts with the players. That being said, you know, Pat Murphy has always deflected, and Matt Arnold, for that matter, and David Stearns have always deflected credit to the players. So that's why I always kind of lean that way. And furthermore, you know, anytime you try to get Pat Murphy to talk about himself and the success that the team has had over the last 2 years under his tutelage, he just always uses a football analogy of just, look, coaches are just linemen. They're just opening up holes. They're just trying to let the players run through that hole and just trying to make sure that they stay out of the way, do their job, make sure nobody notices the coach, puts them in a right position to do it right, and then good things will happen down the road. So I think that it starts with the players, but having it connected all the way from ownership to front office to coaching to players, that's a big reason why this success has continued for the Brewers.
Yeah, and, you know, I've upset Brewer fans again because I was trying to have a bigger conversation that the most important...
Really?
Yes.
You upset Brewers fans?
Yeah, I think the most important thing for this Brewers organization, because it's a hell of an organization, and the difference between the Cubs and the Brewers right now is the front office. It's not Pat Murphy and Craig Counsell. So I'll ask you this part of it. I have a firm belief that if you just flip these two, maybe the standings are closer, but if Pat Murphy's managing the Cubs and Craig Counsell's managing the Brewers, the standings are the same.
I don't know about that. I just think that the way that things roll, everyone's a little different. You know, everything's just a little bit different under Pat Murphy. And I'm not, you know, just because I chose the players as the reason they're playing, they also are, you know, empowered. And I think it's a little bit different with the way that the Brewers have been playing well. And let's, again, like I said, the Cubs are still playing very, very well. I don't think it would be solely because of the managers that the records are the way that they are right now. I think that there's some sort of revisionist history happening here in the greater Wisconsin, you know, landscape of, man, 18 and 19 were really dang fun with Craig Counsell at the helm. And yes, Yelly broke his kneecap in 2019 and Grisham missed the ball. But, like, again, that's not because of the manager. Like, that's just sort of where this rivalry has taken on new life because of the managerial change. But I just don't see that as solely impacting how these records and how these two seasons have gone.
And I agree with you on that, because that's my larger point, is that the succession from Stearns into Arnold is more important for the short-term and long-term success, to the point of the players. Finding the players, especially the way the Brewers have to operate, is that, I mean, obviously Pat Murphy's the hell of a manager, and now it's an important transition. But the fact that they seem to have gotten it right with Matt Arnold, that's the separator, I think, between these two franchises, because the Brewers have the best record in baseball and the best farm system in baseball. That's a hell of a place to be, and Matt Arnold was a part of it with Stearns, and now he's running it. So I think that is the most important transition, that he's going to get lost and he won't draw attention to himself, and fans don't really care about the GM. But if it is the players, and I agree with you on that, the GM, and I think at the time was assistant GM with Stearns and some of this as well, deserves a boatload of the credit.
Yeah, I think with the line of infamy that people are, you know, so still up in arms about was the bites at the apple line. But this is the result of the bites at the apple, right? Where you are suddenly the best team in baseball. I don't think anybody expected that coming into the year. But yet you can sit here and appreciate the fact that because of that, you know, hard Josh Hader trade in 2022, yes, they missed the playoffs by two games that year, but it turned into William Contreras. It turned into a couple of great seasons with the Yoel Piamps. And then it turned into Robert Gasser when he comes back, hopefully by the end of the season, definitely in the picture for next season. And then furthermore, look at what Caleb Durbin has been doing for the Brewers. And they now flip Nestor Cortes for Brandon Lockridge, and he's had a couple of great at-bats lately. So these sort of savvy moves that are on the periphery, and don't forget Andrew Vaughn and don't forget Quinn Priester. This starts at the top of just understanding that we have targets. If there's an opportunity to go get one of those targets, go for it. You have full power to do so, because from scouting to analytics to coaching to player development, all of this is still pretty much carried over from year over year, even since Stearns and Arnold had their transition. So just as many people behind the scenes deserve a lot of credit that don't ask for it, and I think that's a common denominator within the Brewers organization.
So I will say that at the beginning of the Brewers season, we all gave our bold predictions for this year, and I said that the Brewers were going to hit 100 wins, okay? Everybody looked at me like I was crazy. It was a crazy take, don't get me wrong, but the fact that we are very close, we are, what, 21 games away?
21 games away.
21 games away from them hitting 100 wins. Did you ever think that that was possible heading into the season?
Of course not. Anyone who says they were fully feeling, I mean, let me tell me, Molly. No, like, wait, did you really believe it?
Big shot, yeah.
Okay, I took a big shot. I'm also not a baseball gal. I will say, like, baseball is at the back of my mind, basically. Like, I really, it's not my jam. So I was just like, well, you know what? They get in the 90s. Why couldn't they get to 100? So it was a bold prediction.
I mean, 500 play the rest of the year is a team record in wins. And then just a couple more than that is, you know, 100. And look, I'll understand where there's some apprehension about, oh, who cares about regular season? You know, all that matters is October. And you're absolutely right. But man, it's like you can sit here and say, yeah, 100 wins, something that's never happened before. It's a nice round number. We all love round numbers, right? But it'd be cool. No one predicted it. I mean, I've been steadfast in saying the Brewers are going to win the division since spring training. And it was tough a little bit in May. It was pretty tough. But I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Last thing I have for you is, and we don't have to set full-on expectations, but at this point, it feels like the Brewers at a minimum have to, you know, obviously they're going to make the playoffs, win the division, and win a playoff series with Pat Murphy for this season to have unquestionably feel good vibes. And anything past that, like, it could be a letdown if you don't make the World Series, or you can feel some disappointment if you don't get to the NLCS. But if you can win a playoff series, something they haven't done in a while, combined with this hell of a run and surprise run, I think that's going to be chalked up as a success for most Brewer fans.
I agree. I think this is the year and the team and the club that should be able to get through a playoff series. And let's be honest, they were two outs away from doing it last year, too. So with the way that the playoffs roll in Major League Baseball, and like we talked about, 38, 39 games to go, like, there could be another ebb and flow in there. And then October is just not the same. It is a different season. And it's suddenly, this is a team that has a lot of playoff experience. You know, a lot of these young guys have done this plenty. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, this will be the first time in a while we see a healthy Christian Yelich going into the postseason, and that's what I'm really, really excited about.
Dom, awesome stuff. We appreciate everything you're doing down there in Chicago and joining all these shows, including ours. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. We got dry weather, and we're ready for Big Woo here coming up tonight.
Awesome. Should be another fun one here on ESPN Madison, your home for Brewers baseball in Madison. We're going to be joined by Jason Wilde in the next segment here. But go be a winner. Go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That's where winners go. Millions of dollars are won every single weekend at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. That was Dom Contronio. You can listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app to him. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.